hour of 12:45 having arrived, I'm going to call to order the Greater Minnesota Jobs Economic Development Finance Division, and I'm going to move that House File 2611 be recommended to pass and be sent to the Ways and Means Committee. And with that, I'm going to also explain that this is the governor's budget, and it, therefore I will be here, and we're going to have Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Joe Kelly come up, and he's going to explain the bill in reference to the governor's budget and what we intend to do with it. So welcome to the committee, and please identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Joe Kelly, and I serve as the Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. Mr. Chair, I know this hearing is about the next biennial budget and the governor's recommendation, but first I thank you and the members of the House for your support of Governor Rawls' request for a deficiency bill for fiscal year 2019 for $10 million for the disaster assistance contingency account. And I understand that bill will be heard on the House floor tomorrow. That $10 million appropriation will cover our current shortfall of the state share of the damages caused in the city of Duluth by the windstorm and flood back in October, and give us the funding that we need to help meet local government needs during the ongoing spring flood season. So again, thank you for your support of that deficiency appropriation, Mr. Chair.
Director Kelly, in case we have members who might need a reminder in the public, can you tell us the importance of keeping the fund at a certain level throughout not only the legislative session but then the interim?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members. One of the true benefits of the disaster assistance contingency account is that it gives us I don't want to say a standing appropriation because I don't know if that's the correct term, but it gives us access to money immediately when there is a disaster that qualifies for either state or federal assistance. And this money is used to help reimburse communities. So we're talking about cities, counties, townships, tribal nations, help reimburse them for the costs of repair or restoration of public infrastructure or other response costs caused by a disaster, and thankfully, so far, this has all been due to natural disasters. The benefits of having adequate funding in the contingency account is that we can immediately start providing disaster relief to your communities without any need for legislative action. I think the legislature is rightfully proud of the fact that since this appropriation, or excuse me, this account was established back in 2014, you have not once had to meet in special session in order to make money available to the communities recovering from the effects of disaster. The other thing is it as a contingency account, it generally puts money into this fund for us to work with the communities. In other words, it's not specified for a given disaster or a given community. So if we need a little bit more for a particular county, we can administratively move that money without action by the legislature. On the other hand, if we've set too much money aside, we can move it back into the main account without any action. So the amount of bureaucracy, if you will, associated with managing this account is significantly less than it was in the old days when we did disaster-specific bills. Does that answer your question, Mr. Chair?
Director Kelly, it does, and I want to remind the committee and the public also that 12B was created at the suggestion of a report done by the legislative auditor in 2012, and specifically the account was created with the assistance of the legislative auditor so that there would be oversight on these funds and that we would never be in a situation where hopefully we would have a question as to why funds were spent or were not spent. So Representative Anderson, you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Kelly, a lot of talk, a lot of numbers being discussed about the account, a deficiency bill, such like that. So where do we stand? Is the account basically broke? Is there anything in there now? And what kind of outstanding bills do we have to cover yet this year?
Director Kelly.
Mr. Chair and Representative, we're not broke, but we're right close to it. As of this morning when I looked in the account, there was a little bit under $500,000 in there. A couple of weeks ago when we had a conversation, there was about $100,000. But as I said earlier, that money kind of easily washes back and forth between appropriations for recovery and the main account. So about $500,000 in there. We currently have a documented shortfall for the city of Duluth of right at $2.9 million. The amount of eligible damage from the storm in October, from the wind and the shore wave action, was about $11.5 million. The president declared a federal disaster for that, so they will be reimbursed 75% of their eligible cost by FEMA, and the other 25% will come from us. So 25% of 11.5 is right around 2.9. So as we sit here today, we are about $2.4 million in the hole with what we know, and that is not accounting for regular business as well as what the future may hold.
Representative Anderson.
Thanks again, Mr. Chair. So, again, to clarify, from the recent spate of roof collapses and the RFA received funding, but the state, I think, did declare disaster for that. So will that have any impact on this disaster fund?
Director Kelly.
Mr. Chair and Representative, The governor declared an emergency allowing the Minnesota Department of Agriculture to activate the Rural Finance Authority loans. The blizzard of February did not qualify for state or federal disaster assistance. Most of the damage was unfortunately done to private property, with the most dramatic of it being some of those farms in southeastern Minnesota. So there won't be a disaster declaration for the blizzard. We anticipate there will be one when all that snow melts.
Representative Anderson, at a previous meeting, and I had just come from it, and I think Representative Poppy was still at the meeting, we had a meeting over in the Senate office building with the Commissioner of Agriculture and several of us, to your point. And I did raise the issue, if this happens when we're not in session, then what do we do? Because this was created specifically to address the fact if we're not in session, then hopefully we would not have to call a special session. And Representative Poppy's already had the bill go to the governor's desk, and she's working on, I think, alternative methods of addressing this when we're not in session. So we're alerted to this, but this particular account would not be used for that. Well, was there another person who had a question over here? Did I see? Any further discussion from the members? I want to also say that we were told about this in December. There was a memo that was sent to us alerting us that the fund was, I think, then down to $100,000, and that Bill Marks had sent a letter to myself and to the Speaker-elect, Hortman, and to Representative Carlson to make sure we were aware of the danger of the account at that time. So hopefully we are now in the process of making sure we'll never be in that situation again. Questions? Representative Salk, you look like you're going to ask something.
Sorry, Ms. Chair. To that point, what do we have in process as to bills or whatever that are attempting to renew this balance? Because I know this $10 million bill is floating around, and I'm trying to put the lines together.
Representative Salk, the bill before you is the stability funding for the next biennium. So we would pass this bill, and hopefully this bill would be sufficient to cover us over the next biennium so that the procedures and protocols could be used and there would not have to be a special session. I want to remind members, this does not prevent a special session. The governor certainly could call one if the size of the disaster is so large that not even what we have here would cover it. This doesn't prevent it. It just gives an alternative to a special session. No further questions? Representative Mahoney.
You may have, does this $10 million, if the $10 million is not used in 2020, does it roll over to 2021?
Director Kelly.
Mr. Chair and Representative Mahoney, the answer is yes. Okay. This account was established in 2014 as a special revenue account, which means that the money does not expire for the year in which it was appropriated. It rolls forward.
Further discussion? Seeing none, then I'll renew my motion that House File 2611 be recommended to pass and be sent to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, meeting is adjourned.